Yep.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, January 14th, and we are in the Capital Improvement Plan work session. And I'll turn it over to Leanne for opening remarks.
Hi, good morning. I think I'm going to just quickly remind everyone of the time frame. We're right down, that screen is amazing. Right down in the middle right here, we're presenting the draft CIP to the board for your review as you go through the budget work session for the next couple weeks. Then the week of January 28th, I'll seek some direction to go ahead and compile the changes based on the work session. That will be on the board's agenda for February 5th. And right here, and then after that, we'll put out there for public comment for about a 3-week time period, 3 to 4 weeks, and then review it on the 5th of March again to review the public comment, and then formal adoption following the official adoption of the budget on March 12th. Any questions on the process thus far? No? Thank you. Okay, and I do have a copy of the draft CIP up here if anyone does need it. For Linda, this is entirely new for you, but for the other two board members, slight change in the approach this year. In the past, we simply by fiscal year list out all projects. As an organization, this year is by department or office in alphabetical order. And then the projects listed by then, and then from fiscal year 19 to the current fiscal year and fiscal year 20, for which we're budgeting, there's a summary of the proposed total. Now, I do want to caution everyone that proposed total does not have the TBD. There's some large ticket items in there that have the TBD. So that's not in the amount as well. Any questions?
I do, and since you're kind of walking us through, it looks like you actually changed the form. Was it from last year or 2 years ago? But I just wondered if, in fact, that everybody still filled out one of these forms like this. Okay. And then do we have all of the items that were submitted, all of the forms that were submitted, are they all in the CIP?
No, you don't have the forms are not in the CIP.
Right. But do we have each project? Okay, super. And these forms are available if we want to look at one. Okay, great. Thank you.
I'll go at how you guys direct me to. We can go year by year, the current fiscal year. See if I can blow this up a little bit too. Or if you just want to ask specific questions.
Okay. I would like to make a general comment here that then if we go through maybe item by item, okay? We can keep this in mind, but when I compared this proposed CIP to last year's adopted CIP, there are some projects that aren't on there. So we've got new projects that have shown up from nowhere and other projects that have been on the CIP for at least a couple of years that don't appear. So as we go through year by year and where appropriately and as you think, can we talk about that? Okay, thank you.
I'll just rely on you to let me know if it's a project that's not on there that you're
okay. Great, thank you.
So for this current fiscal year, we'll start with the animal control. That's the remainder of the project. And for last fiscal year, we had the design, and this fiscal year is to the construction. Then land conservation. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers land acquisition, actually, as I was preparing for the meeting, I noticed I hopefully listed that as a completed project earlier in the draft plan. Let's take that off because it's not yet fully complete. It is one that has been on there for several years as we work through the federal process.
Right.
Prairie Rail Trail extension construction remains in the Hickory Grove watershed. The Hickory Grove Watershed Improvement Project, and we added, because of the request that conservation has for next fiscal year, We renamed this and trail extension. They're proposing, while they're doing the work, to complete the trail and do some necessary improvements for that. So you'll see this is this fiscal year and the next fiscal year renamed slightly. The trail extension component is most next fiscal year, though. Heart of Iowa Nature Trail paving phase, and we renamed this phase one, and then there's a phase two, and my understanding of phase three to come. This is how conservation is breaking it down in their capital improvement plan, phasing out the construction.
Do you know off the top of your head how long this is? Phase one, is it a mile? Is it 2 miles?
Not talking about that.
Okay. Yeah. It'd be nice to know for each one how much it's getting paid each year. And you can get that to me later if you want to. So you can have me.
From last year's revenue, we had $1.6 million in the total project cost. So this at roughly $400,000, which is about 1 mile, we've been told by conservation in the past. That about $400,000 to do 1 mile of trail.
How much total project cost again?
$1.6 million.
Okay, and you said how much for a mile?
Conservation uses $400,000 as the rough average. Yeah,
given what I was looking at.
Okay, yeah, I figured. So it looks like a mile, but who knows how much of it. Oh, go ahead.
I think it is finishing this. Continue on with conservation projects. The Dakin Lake cabin, number one. Conservation proposed number one cabin, but for this current fiscal year, it's the design phase and construction. We did lump those together because we anticipate it being finalized this current fiscal year. The sensor varies inventory update, the second phase of that. That was not broken out into phases, and we clarified that.
I have a information from last year, I believe it was, talking about the project budgeted through fiscal year 18. And it looks like that it was going to be $75,000 total, but then my memory bell is ringing, saying that might have been for like phase one all only. So the $60,000 here is complete what they expect to continue to pay Dr. Rothberg to do more of his assessment and complete the study. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay.
Mike would have to clarify that.
Yeah, we might want to clarify that, but that was my understanding.
So the scope of the project is growth.
Yeah.
It started off, we thought maybe, and please don't hold me to this, but we had identified 10,000 acres that we thought we could get to 5,000 of them, and we had unbelievable success getting to those, and now it feels like we're trying to get more and more done. So it's not that we're spending money to continue the work we had already talked about. It's that we're talking about spending the money to expand the scope of the project and try to pull more and more ground into having assessment. But Mike can give us the specific number when he's here.
Okay, thank you.
On this one, I do want to point out that it's not a fourth category of projects, but a lot of these that have been previously listed in construction, new projects slash construction for whatever reason been delayed. Where they've gone past the initial fiscal year, so we added a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't appear to be a new project that's been added just all of a sudden. Phase two, Tedesco Environmental Learning Corridor construction is next. The Hickory Grove Beach House.
I'd like to stop on Tedesco here. Okay, the phase two. We have $1.5 million here to be spent this year. We've already gone ahead and approved that and bonded for that, correct?
Okay. Correct. Yeah, we're in the process for that one. In fact, the 20 project in here is $1 million we just bonded. We'll get money for this week.
And then we are all done at, we've hit $4 million, correct? Yeah, that's
so,
my math.
So, $1.5 million, this $1.5 million that we bonded for over a year ago.
Over a year ago, yeah.
And then the $1 million that we just bonded.
Is we're moving for now.
Right.
But this is the expenditures, roughly. I mean, because it's not lined up exactly perfect. But phase two is basically that second $1.5 million that we bonded for more than a year ago.
Okay, great. And we'll do the last two, and then I'll, for all of it 2019, and then I'll come back to why I wanted that clarified in part. Go for it. Thanks.
The beach house at Hickory Grove, construction of that, and then the sidewalk improvements that were underway for Harlan Park. And that's the conservation. Did you want to talk about as far as conservation and then that?
Let's just go ahead and finish 2019, because my comment's applicable to actually everything.
The next one is one that was not on the CIP, but we're adding it because it does surpass the amount, and Mother Nature had a way of needing to replace roof at the Justice Center. And then the Justice Center project for the study and planning work, this is one that's been on for several years, and it's been a TBD, and I think we hope by the end of this fiscal year we'll be able to flush out that TBD. Secondary roads, adding the motor grader lease. You'll see this first payment is higher than the remainder, so down to $250,000. And then the next one, or the last one for fiscal year 19, is the countywide interoperable communication system. So a TBD that we hope maybe by the time this is about to be done, we can fill in that as well. So now the TBD is about $5.5 million.
So here's my comment. With the 2019, with the exception of maybe the interoperability project, we know, I believe, where all of these funds are coming from. And so I'd like to not have the final CIP reflect sources of money that aren't applicable. So we're very specific in animal control, the two that are paying for it. But we come down to the Prairie Rail extension, and this is actually, was this a conservation reserve and general funds, or was it a grant? I mean, we have this money already, correct? The $545,000?
Some of it is from, no, I mean, it's in the budget, but it's from these places.
It is, and you're looking at chips for that?
There's the project one.
Yeah.
There's $290,000 still in the project fund for that.
Okay, so when was that money?
So you've already approved projects for the, not the tip revenue bond portion,
correct?
But the projects of the small communities that you approved.
So that was done through the economic development grant
prior to Prairie Rail Trail was part of the funding that, so we did like $250,000 worth of projects in the community, and then we had an additional amount of dollars left that we put toward Prairie Rail Trail.
The leftovers, so if I can rephrase this so I understand this correctly, this is money that already has come from the TIP revenue fund, but it's not a separate TIP bonding.
Correct.
It's the left, it's the 25% minus whatever we did community projects that year. That's the leftover. Well, I take up the total tax revenue. I go, we take half, and then we take that half again. So it's one quarter.
This is part of the half.
This is part of our half.
Right, but
what
our part of the half is
25% of all the taxes that come from them.
Okay.
Our part of the half is split into thirds, not
that's
half.
Where I screwed up. Okay. So the third, so automatically you're saying that every year right now one-third of what we take, of the half, is automatically going to small grants because we didn't approve it. That's why I'm confused. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, so you take 50% of the difference.
Yes.
Of that 50%, you have the TIF bonds that we approved.
Right.
And yes, you have, and you have projects to get to that 50%. Those projects, we didn't approve any last year, we didn't have any dollars left.
Right.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
The other part that you're thinking of is a decision the board had made at some point in time, as opposed to the other 50% that the board is not taking as TIF revenue.
Okay.
Goes into assigned funds for economic development, small community funding, those types of things.
And we didn't do the major grants last year because we were concerned about the
bank.
Okay. So I understand where now I've become confused. It's that the 25% of what we take now, okay, that goes toward debt repayment. We're not using all of that for debt repayment. Instead, we're using some of those funds that we're just automatically shutting them to.
I'm still missing on the 25%.
I still don't understand the 25%. The TIF document that you guys have signed, you're going to take 50% of the accessible funds to pay TIF debt.
Correct.
Part of that TIF debt is also some of the projects that have come forward for you guys
that we have paid for.
Correct.
And those are under the bonds, right?
No. No, they are not bonded.
Okay. So I will admit, after 2 years going through this budget, now the third time, that's the first time I realized that we had some money that was automatically going from the TIF funds to these projects. And we just have voted on that. I guess with me not realizing that there were extra dollars available out of our 50%, which then is, we'll go third, because I thought we just went half and half went to repay debt, period, and the other half went towards small economic. When did we make that policy decision? Was that, we're back with a previous board?
That was the beginning of this whole TIF process that was done. But I still don't think, Morris, that it feels like you're quite there yet. So think of it like this. Of the TIF, of the areas that we've declared in our renewal plan that are growing in value, that we're seeing that tax increment increase, okay, we split that money originally into two halves. We say 50% will be used, up to 50% may be used for TIF projects. That could include bonded projects. It could be projects that we pay for directly to our community. You know, application comes to us to make the decisions on that, but that will be a maximum of 50% of that increment increase. The other 50% goes back to the original taxing entities as growth, and what we've determined from that is our portion of that growth, we're going to split into thirds. So it's two separate areas.
Mm-hmm.
There has never been any kind of certification that I'm aware of that there's a maximum amount of the original 50% that we're going to use, how much of that could go toward bond repayment or not. But like, we haven't ever split that and said half goes to a bond repayment and half goes to something else. We've said, when we look at what we owe on the bonds, whatever the remainder is, we'll consider using for other things, and that would be project-specific from communities or to us. I don't think any of these dollars automatically go anywhere. They have to be approved for us to spend.
Okay.
And so I approved any projects was FY18?
The Community Economic Development. For me, no,
you're getting the whole.
You're saying the other third was left over the last time that we, meaning collectively as board, is there was this other little pot of money out there that automatically went into stuff like this. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to try and show you how it's divided in my mind. All right?
Yeah.
only take 50% of the TIF revenue. Okay, I think everybody's clear on that. We could take 100%. We only take 50. We leave 50 for the communities that have their taxing authority. So I'm only going to deal with that 50%, and now I'm going to talk percentages of our 50%. Now think about our 50% as the new 100%. Okay, just start. So first of all, we got to repay bond debt. So there's 1/3, even not an equivalent 33 1/3% of what's left.
Our bond debt this year is $820,000.
So we have to make a payment, right?
The bond debt payment is $820,000 this year, and we're bringing in $899,000.
Okay.
So we're not talking any 25%.
All right. Okay.
Almost all obligated at this point.
It's all obligated at this point in time. Okay. This particular tip, just for this right here, is you're saying was from previous years when there was extra bond, but there was we were not totally bonded, and then there was money left over.
It was added in October 2015.
This is money from October 2015. Thank you. Okay. So now that we of our 100%, our 100%, we literally, all the money is going to repay bonded debt, is what you're saying.
Literally, most.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for the time on the discussion. So it helps me to know it was 2015 before I came on the board with this extra money. Thank you so much for that. So then, as we go through, Leah, my question on all of 2019, is that every place that says general fund on here, including new, like McFarland Park, the sidewalk, really there is an expectation that the general fund will be paying some toward this project. It's not just like the let's slap general fund on everything to be paid for. These are designated general fund monies. I'm seeing kind of a nod here. Lisa, are you seeing what I'm asking?
Yeah, it's already, portions are already budgeted out of the general fund.
Already more, including talking to you about McFarland Park. That's a brand new one. It wasn't on the CIP last year.
The sidewalk replacement?
Correct. So this is not budgeted at this point. This would be, should we approve it, would be a calculation, a recalculation?
It would be conservation using their general fund dollars.
However they want. It's right. Not
it's not
additional
from I don't believe there's anything in here other than the TBP projects for the current fiscal year that would that have budgetary implications for our current fiscal year. Now I think we need to spend some time on the two TBP projects, but and even the one that's not TBP, the Justice Center Roof Replacement, although we've talked that through, because they may have budgetary impacts on this year's budget.
Okay.
Because the sidewalks met the threshold for CIP, that's why they needed to be included.
Right. But conservation will deal with where that money comes from their budget internally. There's no new monies from what already have been allocated to conservation.
More than what they thought.
Yeah, it was more than what they thought.
Absolutely. But my point is, until and unless conservation comes and makes a request that we change this year's budget, we're not, this year's budget hasn't changed.
Okay, I appreciate that, and Rick is where I'm headed.
So that is one thing that it is in FY19 request, and you'll want to talk about the re-estimation of that in his budget work session this afternoon.
Okay.
That was 25,000.
Oh, you did mine. Well, in the budget, but not in the CIP.
Yeah.
I went through and I cross-checked everyone. Okay. Okay. Thank you. It's now clear to me for 2019 what it's actually much clearer what we have. So anything identified as TSP in 2019, the funds have already been done in a previous year. They're in our general fund as assigned or in that project in the budget. Thank you very much.
Or like in case the roof, we know the funds will be available. I don't think there's been a budget amendment yet.
in Heather?
Yeah.
So that it hasn't?
Yeah, because we got the, part of the revenue. I mean, we got part of the insurance payment back in September, August,
yeah.
September. We just haven't paid out anything yet.
Okay. Thank you. Others for 2019 budget?
I think we talked about the Justice Center project.
Yep.
Okay, good.
It's a change. So we have, there's no money in my budget for this project, but it's in the blank team for such a plan to work. But we went to go to the county attorney out of that project. So I think we need to get to the direction of where we can take that entire project. Building security and safety and sick maintenance is part of that original project. So, Mick John's here to kind of speak on. I've met with him a couple of times for the jail maintenance part of it, and then the terminal workers on the jail for the building security and the courtyard area. I can budget stuff on the content on preventing things when you start to crumble apart. So I put my FY 20 budget to that. But we're going to do a project out there that can be incorporated in that. So.
I think it's exactly what we need to talk about. So as I see it, Joe, you just help me on this. So the opportunity that presented itself in terms of county attorney space, moving one of the judges upstairs and the county taking over direct control of that courtroom and some of the offices in the back.
Correct.
That takes care of county attorney office space when it's done, but we don't have any money budgeted for the work that you're going to have to do there. So that's one part of this. And then the second part is everything that's kind of up front, which would include our entrance, the courtyard, some sheriff entry space work, and some jail work. Specifically, as I recall, Big John, it was kind of server room and cleaning up some of those offices and how the Green Mile interacts with the rest of the building. Are there deposition rooms attached and things like that? And we've never had that conversation. So we got a roll-up plan down in your office that we went through, and I think we spent $75,000 or $80,000 to get that plan done, but it included county attorney office space, which it feels like we got addressed now, although we don't have the funding addressed for how we're doing that, which reduces the scope of that project, but in my mind, we're still dealing with some of the other issues, entry, sheriff's entry, and jail kind of issues we would have to dig back in and see what our plans look like and where that money would come from if we were going to go forward. Does all that sound about right?
Yep. When were the plans originally done? Are you talking about?
15? 14?
14, 15.
It's a significant updating. It's not just that we don't need to add space to the county attorney's office, but are you going to talk about the kind of updates that you're looking at, or is that from?
Yeah, and all from, you know, Big John says that, yeah. It's more than just the grid model. It's got issues with the integrated system, which is, Micah could probably help me with that. It's what controls all the doors. It's the original system. It's the station and the elevator.
I just realized we're on audio, so we should probably identify the topic. Yeah. So Jody Rodman, our facilities manager, has been speaking, having a conversation so far. He's now joined at the table by Micah Anderson and other than Big John, John Asmussen, who are our top jail administrators.
I can cover that. The PLPM we're talking about, basically the doors, lights, all the system is. But I can cover it because he's got some of the
system. Put that mic closer. It's
handheld.
You can pull it out.
So all the doors, lights, outlets in the jail, we don't have one in the system. One large component that's open in the stairs that is now going to be what could be concerned for the money or if they have concerns about the money.
get that in place for updating and it's going to it's work.
They estimate 20 to 25 years on those taxes. So we still got some time there, but it's just to stay on the front side. But again, it takes so many years to get planning and figure out how we're going to do it. So we want to make sure it gets on the page. And then the other side of it would be the showers
that we were talking about. The salad plant would resurface. But we had one perspective that came back where it's starting to see that the coating that basically goes on the floor that's going to have to be redone. And that's kind of expensive as well. I think when we originally quoted it, $300,000 to resurface home.
And we've been talking about that now for 3 or 4 years.
Correct. We right now take every year to try to get resurfaced and try to take what we can, but the flooring itself is not much. We have to be probably ground down the bare concrete and then epoxy put back down.
The steel concrete floor?
Yeah.
So, I just like to, for Linda's edification, point out that last year, this project as one entire project, the Justice Center, the attorney and et al., was actually listed in 2022, for the year 2022. But opportunities, correct? Supervisor Sanders have presented us with the, at the county attorney situation, to move up part of this. So I just wanted to point that out for you.
I think you're right. But to go all the way back, originally, as I recall, we broke it into two phases. We said first we were going to do the planning, and I think that occurred. I think that occurred in either 14 or 15, and then we were going to come back. And I want to say it was 17 that we were planning on originally on doing the project, and for a lot of reasons, changeover in county attorney. Not knowing where the million, as I recall, like $1.7 million or $1.8 million that we were talking about spending, not knowing exactly where that was going to come from, we kicked the second, the actual doing the project down the road. Then this opportunity presented itself in the recent months to deal with some of the county attorney space. And so what I'm going to suggest is, I believe it would be beneficial if we now, in our minds, and if you guys are amenable to this, and for Leanne's paperwork, we break this into two separate projects. There's two things happening right now as I see it. One is the county attorney office space, unique opportunity that just came up. And I believe it's going to be more than $25,000 that we're going to spend, which means it needs to have its own line in our CIP. But it needs to be a standalone because it has nothing to do now with anything that's happening or potentially happening up front. So if we can have that as a standalone project to talk about in full and figure out in full. And then the second part of the project, as I see it, would first be, and I would like to see us get to this sooner rather than later, an update, because I am thinking of it as an update at this point, an update of the original design that we put together 3 or 4 years ago, now without the county attorney space in it, rather than reinventing the wheel. And then, and now to a third project, so that would be update work to the plan happening as soon as possible. And then the third part of the project would be actually funding and completing whatever part, whatever updated plan we adopt.
So who is the additional square footage for besides the county attorney's office?
What is
this? That answers my question.
Yeah.
This small additional square footage.
Reallocation.
Well, I understand the county attorney's office was getting some space the courts found that they don't need. I guess I was assuming, and I was wrong, that there were other additional space needs that were in that plan from 2014.
They're probably they're in the server room. They were kind of trying something for the computer in that courtyard.
Yeah, so the additional square footage, Linda, would have been a complete two-story infill of the old smoker's courtyard, which is right behind the entrance of the building. Right now, I think it's a big snow and leaf collector for us. But the plan had two stories there. Most of that was county attorney space or shared space. I think there were two deposition rooms. There was an expansion of some of the jail administrative offices and server room. And that was the additional square footage.
And county attorney showed me the court space that for Ross will be getting and what's going to be there. So that highway has had
that's
separate from my question was just if there's anything else, and the answer is no, there's no additional square footage in the plan from 15.
Sheriff Fitzgerald has a plan, an actual mock-up. Have you seen? He's got an actual mock-up. He had to go out of his office to another room to find it. But from the original concept that was done, he actually had a small mock-up.
The original back when he first moved in, and they had where you can expand.
Right.
One was going to go right out the back of the county trail, which would be another part of the building.
A third pond. And then
also out to one side for the sheriff's office.
But of course, that mock up that you're seeing has nothing to do with the
new set
of, plans.
Okay.
That's from the original build. When this building was built, it was built on the pod system where theoretically it was going to be easy to expand, especially on the sheriff's side. And that's the mock-up that you're seeing.
Got it.
Wait, but John, you're saying that there in this, there's nothing for another pod?
No.
Okay,
no.
Thank you.
The only thing that we can see is that if we did, but I can see the square footage would be if they could put these deposition rooms. That's what they were trying to do if the county attorney's office did go into that little place.
Yeah.
They wanted to have to make these depositions more physically and effectively. That would almost be like here instead onto our green mountains, the box porch in front of the building, that we would have to space there to take 10 minutes so they could do depositions.
Without having to utilize your multi-purpose room, which
correct.
Was
which we currently right now. Correct. So since that changed, that again, like just to update and show that they no longer need it.
My question is answered. We don't need to talk
okay.
about it.
So coming back to, I heard Supervisor Sanders say about this looks like it's actually three different projects or items on the CIP. I'm in agreement with that. This is a comment in general about as we look at a plan update for the jail portion. I am going through the CIP. I even see it further in this as this five-year plan. We've got departments ordering studies on physical projects. And nowhere, then, as you go further into there, is there a reasonable start for the project. And I, therefore, by the time we're done with them, a year or two later, we know that bids can be different, right, when we put a project out for bid. And the longer that plans sit on, and a study sit on shelf, the least effective they're doing. So I'm hoping in general, this is an in general comment on CIP, that we all can work together to not change for plans and specs and what future uses of buildings may be when there is nowhere built in within the next couple of years or year or so in the CIP to go ahead and actually do the work. It seems like it's just an expenditure to architects and planners.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened. So I don't believe that there's ever been a plan component that we have taken on. Not that we haven't planned a plan, because there's no doubt there are items where we're planning to plan. But there's never been a time that we have actually undertaken a plan without also inserting the expected work date. So the Justice Center is a perfect example. We took on the plan and we had it in our CIP to actually do the work. And then once we got the plan done, based on the cost of the plan, which sometimes you don't know until you know, it kicked things further out.
I have a great question.
Yeah.
And maybe it's in Leanne. I don't know who it's up. And I've seen in here with that plan, you know, development plans for something in the bottom line at the lower level, 25,000. If the department is doing some planning or some design planning work and it's below 25,000, A, does it have to show in the CIP because, okay, and B, can it be done out of regular funds rather than the plan? Design plans can be done out of regular budgeted funds, and that would probably be a line item in the budget to be approved.
Correct.
Okay.
And as we go through this, there is one I wonder about. It's the feasibility study for use of McFarland in the future. And there's nowhere in there submitted later on about what they would do with that.
And I'm with you that there are plans that we are being asked to fund some plan, and I'm going to be like you in this. There's no reason to fund a plan if you don't have a reasonable expectation of what you're going to do with the plan. But it's reasonable to talk about having some dollars to do a plan in the future without knowing exactly where that's going to lead you. They just need to go together.
Okay. So now let's go back to the money. Let's come back to you guys. We've kind of gone and veered around here a little bit. All right. So let's once again talk about you, John. You have estimates on some of this work. It definitely needs to be updated. Okay. So do you have any idea, even a ballpark, about what estimating, you know, bringing your plans and specs up to date would even cost? Are we talking $50,000 or $15,000 or $150,000?
When we think originally, this is
using spaces that were never intended to be used the way they're being used. And but it's not enough to think in terms of the full smoker's courtyard. The second place that I would push back is we don't have a really good deposition option right now for people in our jail other than taking the multi-purpose room out of use for other inmates and using that as a deposition room and forcing everybody involved in deposition to fully come into the jail rather than partially come into the jail. Now, I don't know if that warrants all that, but I think that's part of what the plan is. I'd like us to think in terms of this, though. I'd like to ask Joby to come up with a good estimate on the county attorney space portion that I think, Joby, is your expectation you're going to get largely done in this fiscal year, in the FY19 fiscal year. Then I'd like us to look at the planning as occurring as part of 20, and Linda, I think we should plan on digging in and answering all those questions that we have about scope of project and what the needs are and how much current space we're just bringing back up to original specs and how much new stuff we'll be creating. And then a final one that I would propose for discussion purposes at this point that is in 21 fiscal year, which would be the actual work of whatever the plan tells us in 20.
I would agree with that because we're just sitting here right now and speculating and assumptions and pushback and all of that, and that's not needed right now. What we just need to do is get to the staff and know what they need and figure out how they're going to do that plan. And how to fund it if we need to fund it. Because I think the first question is funding the plan, not funding the whole project.
First question is funding the county attorney's office.
I understand that. That's going to happen this fiscal.
It might happen this fiscal. We don't have the money identified yet. And I, in my mind, Joby, you tell me if you think I'm way, way off. I'm figuring it's $150,000 that we're going to spend to do this.
Yes. Okay. All right. So thank you. I have a follow-up question for Lisa. Then we'll come on back to fiscal year, this $150,000 or that specific discussion. Lisa, was the repairs on the jail be considered essential services and therefore qualify for bonding?
I have to double check, but I think that is an essential. Yeah, I think that would qualify.
There's a follow-up question we probably answered.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Coming back now to roughly $150,000, do you think is what, Joby, is at least we should start to plug in here into this plan for the attorney office refresh?
Refresh, yeah.
Okay.
And while we're on that discussion, I just want to point out, look back to 14-15 when we started the whole infill project. We had a design based planning site, which was our charter. It was about 7,000 to come from. And we're talking with our managers. We only utilized about 10% of that original project. And it was still open.
Oh, wow.
So, we can, you know, get the focus on the county attorney side of it, you know, kind of looking a little direction on if we want to utilize them, and we don't have to, if our contract isn't something we have to use them for, but it is open.
We paid already.
Well, we've paid about 10%.
About 10%.
7%.
So if we pay 10% of the other 70, I mean, in terms of real money, is no longer in the budget.
No, it's not budgeted.
No.
Yeah, we would have, yeah, that's the same, because that was several years ago.
Right.
Yeah, fine. We'd have to find where, yeah, find the money.
That contract, Joby, does that set hourly rate, though, whatever, I mean, for we're under contract to them for $78,000, what does that mean if we haven't paid the $17,000?
The original, for them to draw up, to take the original project to construction would be the $17,000. Now, all the systems are looking to be drawn and stuff. Now, if we choose not to do anything with the original contract, we don't have to. It's not like the contract we're offering it. Hey,
does the contract guarantee rates at an hour, or are we paying for
it? Based off of the original scope of work, you know, without getting it out, I don't have a copy of that original agreement. If you just, our inventions doing some other projects for
It could, if we choose, it could be utilized to just get moving on the rest of these markets.
Since they already did it, it might be updating
the might be, yeah, I guess if the other two supervisors are agreeable to instruct you to start there, but determine what, and work with the county attorney's office, to determine what exactly we're getting for that. Because otherwise, if we don't use that contract, the other thing would be to go out for RFP on it, correct? So that's why I'm curious what the terms are. What benefit would there be, other than the one you pointed out, Supervisor Burke, which is they already probably know it, and if there's still an architect around who worked on it, you know, they might be able to pull that from their brain. So that's just my only thought.
So I would suggest that, again, breaking this into three separate components. When we look at component one, the county attorney office space, moving a judge upstairs in the county attorney office space, the time is of the essence on that. Additionally, I would suggest that there are potential sources of funding for the work that we're talking about in the county attorney space. First one is fines recovery dollars, the portion controlled by the county attorney. That's the county attorney's call. That's not our call.
Right.
Second is fines recovery dollars controlled by the board of supervisors. That's our call. And the third one is a portion of the $800,000+ that came from the sale of the CLT building, which we designated for Justice Center work. Those are the three sources for that one. I believe that it is in our best interest, if it's feasible, to use our existing contract with RMH for this portion for sure. Now, I think we need more conversation, and I'm not suggesting that any decision gets made today because it's not appropriate for us to make a decision today, but I think there needs to be more conversation about how we move forward into the second part of this, which is the planning work, giving realities on the ground, and then of course, how that leads to the third point.
So how about then the priorities of the county attorney's office? Then that second thing, looking back at that open contract, that's how they describe it, the dates of that contract, that might be why you need to have the county attorney's office look at that. Is that what you're thinking,
yes.
Supervisor Olson? Because correct. Is it still a valid contract?
Right.
And then they come back and put supervisors, is this the direction to go?
Okay.
I think it's, yeah.
And you think that can be done a pretty quick turnaround meeting with the urgency and the short window we have with the county training process?
We're weeks away from the judge being fully upstairs. Is that right?
No, we're probably close to bringing having him fully operational out of the upstairs floor.
Okay. And what, if any, is the plan with the law library? Have we discussed that yet?
We have not discussed that.
Okay. So that's got to all be part of it.
Okay, so it sounds like we've laid out a plan, and a plan within a plan. Okay, Leah, do you have any questions clarifying on this for us? Okay, I'm good also with the date and kind of the schedule laid out by Supervisor Sanders for the other parts of the project. So we're go. Okay, so then we move on.
I do want to go back a page. We do have a DVD from the Department of Corps of Engineers. Thank you, Ms. We found out this is a little bit. We're not sure by the time we actually are able to take full ownership of the property how much it will cost.
We've already sent them a check for what?
$152,300. They've cashed it. But apparently, ownership isn't official yet.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah. Does that sound like
the way the county attorney's office is talking? Dad might know more about this.
Yeah, please.
So I think we need to ask Ethan to give us an update on where we are. So when they cash the check, as I understand it, it triggered a date certain timeline that they had to complete their work, and I'm not sure off the top of my head what that date is. I do know that the Corps has sent letters to the tenants on the Corps ground saying don't plant this year because we're in the midst of a transfer in ownership, which, sidebar, is a terrible idea. That means those fields are going to go to fallow and not be good. But so the Corps at least is moving on it, but I don't know that we've heard anything from the Corps in months.
And they cashed the check in December of 2017.
Of 2017, and I think that triggered a date certain that they had to get done.
I do too.
And so we needed an update from you.
And yeah, we weren't clear at the time that we sent the check and said yes, we'll go with your free transfer.
Right. Most expensive free thing of all time.
And there was like costs for numerous things in there, but I can't even recall now what those. How much that
took. Right. Well, some of it the Corps was doing in-house.
Yeah.
Some of it we were doing for the Corps. And the 152, as I understand it, is I'm viewing that as our final payment. I'm viewing it at the end of the day, the Corps is going to say, yes, we used all that money, and here's the record showing that we used all that money. There is a mechanism where the Corps can say it costs more than that and try to come back and get that from us. And if they show that it costs less than that, we're supposed to get the money returned to us. I think this is one of those things. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I think, in my mind, this is not a TBD. This is 152.3.
Done.
Knowing that there is a chance that the Corps can come back and say, no, it costs more than we said.
Yeah.
But I think they have trouble getting money out of us at that point.
And our understanding of the CIT conversation with Mike was that, no, we weren't not paying for it. That was what I got out of it.
Want to pay. Because the original draft did have 152.3.
We need
the original draft had
152.3,
and I tied that. I've already seen that, so I don't understand where this is coming from. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm
probably
going to. Yep. I'll have him come speak to us when he can, as soon as he can.
Does someone have a question on the jail project, the roof project?
Isn't that most of that money coming from the insurance payment anyway?
Okay.
Yeah, so no question there.
On fiscal year 20?
Do we need to talk about the interoperability communication system as a TBD?
I wrote on my notes, at least in my preview notes, $3 million of our part. I believe Supervisor Sanders, you had said, a previous kind of an update you gave us, was it just last week? that looking at roughly $1.5 million for the infrastructure of our share of what the infrastructure, shared infrastructure would be, and maybe another $1.5 for the actual radios. And I believe our discussion was that we were going to check into it. Am I wrong on this about what actually would be considered essential? Are radios essential, and can they be financed by a bond?
Yeah. Of course, Luke and I met with Ethan and Jessica on Friday, and yeah, they are completely essential, kind of perfect. That whole package together is considered essential.
Yeah, and I think the $3 million is a nice swag number. And I don't know that it is outside the realm of reality. I would say this. At this point, I'm much more confident in the 1.5-ish
right.
for the backbone than I am the 1.5-ish for radios. And I think there are lots and lots of moving parts to that radio discussion.
Okay. All right. So swag number then for the $3 million and for the instead of the TBD. And then it could be bondable.
It'd still be general fund. It'd just be GO bonding that flows through the general fund. Is that how
it works?
It'd be debt service. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I would suggest that $3 million could be general fund and it could be debt service, and I don't know what else it could be.
Correct. Those are the two options.
Okay. Thank you. And we have, you'll take us further in.
Fiscal year 20, these are all the ones that are built into the proposed budget, starting with the auditor, and I do want to since you're here. Lucy, no offense, Joby, or anyone else listening. Lucy has the best application there.
That would be auditor Lucy Martin.
So I appreciated that. I don't mean to put anyone else under the table.
You got it marked.
When I throw Joby under the table, I throw myself because I helped Joby with this and that. So, I'll full disclosure. Might have Liz do it next year for everyone. The e-poll books is a request for $188,020 under general funds.
That's appropriate out of either general or general supplement. By the code. Question.
I don't know. It's not like scan equipment, which would be. Yeah, OxyCell scan is what the supplemental stuff is.
I thought elections could be run through the supplement. Election and election. Everything involving election could be run through the supplement.
Except
for. Okay, so can we check on it and just see where that could be?
Yeah, so I was going to check on that. Right out here this morning.
And so, I think I may have overheard a conversation, or maybe this was during the overview that we had with Lisa earlier. But Lucy, did you say you already have some funds set aside for this?
No. What the board has been doing every year is setting aside money for replacement of us for our collection equipment, our optical scans, our ADA compliant devices, but it's not a giant one-time hit by accounting.
Okay.
So that it doesn't have to be set for that, but they have it setting aside to get $150 a year.
And these e-poll books are outside of that set aside.
This is separate.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Leah.
Okay. Next, several are conservation. The Hickory Grove Sewer Project, which has been on several years.
We came in COLA to say yes. Still don't have a yes from COLA.
I thought we did.
Then I know what we don't.
All right. I'll put that on the list to contact COLA. I'll contact COLA. Former Supervisor Ginny has been kind of the front person on that.
Phase 3 of the Tedesco project, the Heart of Iowa Nature Trail paving phase 1, the actual construction component of it. Well, actually, this is in both current fiscal year and next fiscal year. And then a new spray truck for IRBM. Any questions or can you next page? Continuous conservation of playgrounds at Dickens Lake for $75,000. Starting planning work for expanding the campground at Hickory Grove Park. And Mike did note that timing of this would then be associated with the final improvements with the watershed at Hickory Grove Lake, the drawdown and everything that's occurring in the lake itself.
Well, and that's why he's saying he doesn't know a time frame for when this happened, because it is tied in with that project, correct?
Right. It's a drain. Yeah, they started the expansion planning.
Okay.
Cabin design for Hickory Grove Park.
This is new popping up here. Just I want to really point that out. It had not appeared in previous budgets.
So I think it is a fair assumption for us to make that with the renovation to the actual basin occurring, couple that with hopefully a yes answer from COLO and that sewer system work getting done, that those are the two bottlenecks to conservation wanting to do some major, and I mean major, expansion to the entire Hickory Grove footprint, and I think this is the first of that we're starting to see.
And
per your understanding, is it, it'll come out of their budget, but it's listed here once again because it's $25,000. So what it's in the conservation budget,
which is a general fund dollars.
General fund dollars, I understand that. But it's not like we're adding another $25,000 to whatever they're at.
No, it's in there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so as I understand, the items that we're looking at here for 20, they're also in the budgets that we're going to look at, and that is actually where we're appropriately making decisions on these.
Right.
This is just a chance for us to really look at the bigger ticket items once ahead of our budget work sessions.
Right.
And that's all the CIP has ever been intended to do.
And to formulate your own questions for the departments as they come forward with some of these things.
But, Morris, it's fair for you to say, this is $25,000 that's in their budget request that if we decide we're not doing it, it's $25,000 that comes out. When we're talking about using money from this year's budget, that's different
correct.
Than money that's already been put in.
Okay, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay, building addition for IRPM, the $48,000, and then McFarland Park Nature Playscape, $54,000.
Leanne, are you aware, or Professor Sanders, is this building addition separate from the shed out there?
Uh-huh.
It's separate.
It looks like it's like the whole building onto the shed, isn't it? Is that what I understood?
It's not a replacement of the building that's come down.
That's come down.
It's an addition onto Joe's current existing space.
Same.
Not general fund, Leanne. I'm sorry. That's budgeted in the rural fund.
Yeah, IRB.
In the rural. Okay. Thank you.
And the spray truck is in the row also.
Okay, thank you.
One of the possibilities that I want to talk about on that IRB building extension is to get capital funds. And it's something to think about.
Okay.
So, only because the row fund is being.
Conservation, the last item they are requesting is a feasibility study for $30,000 for the McFarland Park or McFarland Conservation Center.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. It's on my list to ask.
I'll let you ask, Supervisor
Curtis.
That's simply
what we wrote. Yeah, that's the application.
Okay. Next, container facilities management and auditor. This is the one that's been on here for several years and keeps on
getting pushed.
It's the infill project at this building, but the study and planning work to begin with, and then next fiscal year begin the construction phase.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But I can't
Yeah, it's been pushed in the past, as I recall, both budgetarily and time allocation, that we've had facilities running 8 ways from Sunday. So this project came up, and I think the major merit of this project is, potential project is twofold. One, we're spending a lot of time and wear and tear on staff and equipment.
And the hallway
based on our election equipment being stored up here on the second floor when we've got this perfectly good overhang that we could fill in and have a really easily accessible, well put together storage space primarily for election equipment, which would also free up space on this floor for future needs of the county. And so it's been one of those things that for the last 4 or 5 years we've recognized is a good idea for us to get and explore. It just, in terms of priorities, it keeps getting knocked down by other things, animal control shelter and justice center and all the things, the work on the crisis care facility. All those things kind of keep popping on top of this and pushing it down. I think it's worth our time to try to slot in a time to actually get to work on.
And there have been no preliminary plans?
No.
So is the primary purpose of this additional space to store election equipment? There's not other in this, what is there a list of other?
No, but if that was moved down there,
that
we have loading dock there, then that frees up space on this floor for.
I'm going to be the old sheriff.
Under the overhang would be built in.
Right.
And in my mind, a loading dock is also put on there.
Yep.
So we could maintain our equipment there, charge our equipment there, load it, and deposit it there.
Which means it has to be climate controlled, basically.
Right.
That's what that's about, you know.
A substantial amount of the time getting election equipment set up is getting it in and out of this building. And this would take it down to travel time and getting it set at our various polling sites would become the lion's share because it'd be easy in and out for us rather than spending so much time.
Right. Basically, that old jail elevator basically just one cage.
Right.
And there, we have 43 cages.
Oh, logistically, it's all.
Everybody, I'm not arguing against the need for it. I was just wondering what else might be in here and the questions answered.
Yeah, but so if we move our equipment out of Compton West, that frees up space for old building, you know.
Yeah, right. I understand now. The questions answered. Thank you, everybody.
Of course, we still need space for absentee board. Yeah, maybe we can move that.
But that's only certain times, and so then you have multi-use space that, rather than something that's storage most of the year and then becomes that. Anyway, it's worth us, I believe, finally digging in and answering some of these specific
questions. How much is it going to be? Yeah.
So would you like Joby to come up with a possible amount to replace TBD?
Yeah.
Next one is the HVAC replacement in Justice Center. This is in three phases. Phase one would be for fiscal year 20 at $360,000. And then phase two
you have put the $360,000 in your budget.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ongoing maintenance is the IT server room heat pump replacement. And that's again in the budget. Secondary roads, now we reduced down to $250,000 for the annual lease payment, the motor grader lease. Darren did ask for a tractor with mower.
Going back to it says general fund, last year we had motor grader lease coming out of the secondary roads fund and lost. At least they were listed.
Yeah, should be
that. And lost both.
Okay.
The tractor with mowers, $107,500, and then dump truck purchases, three separate units, is what he's requesting. And those are all within the budget, or within the proposed budget request. And then we're back to the countywide interoperable communication system.
This is continuation. Supervisor Sanders, can you enlighten? Is this like a yearly fee or something? Or?
So this would be, so we talked about the $3 million. The reality is the entire scope of the project is not going to get done in one fiscal year. I believe that it's, that we need to figure out how to do that with part of it. And I probably as I think about it sitting here right now, we just need to have this conversation more. You're going to see the $3 million more in 20 than you are in 19. Now, the bonding, if we would have to do certify the bonding in 19, but I don't believe that very much of those expenditures would occur in 19. And so then we just got to figure out philosophically where we're plugging that in. And again, go back to conversations we've had over the last couple of years. We don't need to plug it in any more than once. Many times it looks like we're spending dollars two and three different times.
Right.
We plug it in one time somewhere, and then we're good. I just think realistically you're going to see more of those expenditures in 20 than you are in 19.
So what's the deadline, or when do we think we're going to have it completed, have the towers done, have the system going? So there's an annual cost for...
Yeah. I believe that the intent is to do the full build-out by the end of calendar year 19, but it will be pushing toward the end of the calendar year 19, which puts us squarely in the 20 budget.
Yeah. With the looking at bonding, seeing that it's a one-time expense, one-time large expense on that, we can either do it by itself, or we could look at it as we get further down into the work sessions and work being done, maybe the secondary roads, et cetera, or do a larger bond. Now, this is a simple question. But we have to certify, as you said, by April 1. So we have to make all of the decision at one time about anything we want to put under a bond.
So the way our conversation went with Jessica and Ethan on Friday was that on the 22nd we're going to come to you and talk about starting the process for at least this one in-house as an essential county purpose.
Okay.
And then, and also starting, we're going to hire... The county attorney is going to make a recommendation to hire outside counsel for the secondary roads bonding. If we go down that road. And if that's the case, we want to get on that, start on that also.
Yeah.
Now, just because we start on that road, at any point in time, you can say, we're not going to certify this debt for the next year. Up until April 1st, when it has to be certified. When we're levying for debt service in this instance, we have to, we can only lower, we can't raise, but that's why we have to go down the path, assuming we're going to perhaps bond, and then if we don't bond, it doesn't happen, we don't have that levy.
Okay.
But you can't levy for nothing and then change your mind and decide to do that after you've certified your budget.
Okay. Sure. All right. Thank you. Alright. Conversations, further conversation about this roughly $3 million or whatever. Okay. Anything more at this point? Would you like me to put it on an agenda?
I think the county attorney will take care of that.
You'll just put it all on, don't have to remember. Okay. Yeah, and you may have told me when you thought about it, but I'm not going to check it. Thank you. That's the 22nd. All right. We've been meeting too. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, the next couple ones. Most of you ones are dealing with fiscal year 2021. They won't be part of your budget discussion this year. I'm going to quickly review them so you have an idea of what might be coming down the pipe. Renewable energy cabinet, Nathan Blake, is the second one. Continuing the sewer project at Hickory Grove Park, but assuming that Colo has allowed the connection or acceptable alternative has been identified, expanding sewer within the park itself. Paving the trails at Dagan's Lake, a project to restore the lake at McFarland Park. Phase two of the Heart of Iowa Nature Trail construction, and that's the $1.2 million price tag. And then the Haynes Mill, Bowhead Dam restoration, $500,000. And then conservation continues with road resurfacing at Hickory Grove Park at $250,000. This would be tied to the timing of the paving and roads around Hickory Grove Park that are part of 5-year road plan. In facilities management, we have phase two of the HVAC replacement Justice Center, and then again the motor grader lease, and then the outbuilding storage price tag to be determined for the sheriff's office. That's what those have been on for several years.
That's the one out at IRBM.
Out
at the county, Old County.
Okay. Well, you just back up a reminder, you know, motor grader lease, I assume will continue to be secondary road and loss. Okay.
I'll start that.
Okay. So that potentially in the next few years, we could have the addition for IBRM out there at the old Trump
building.
Okay. The whole building. And then also have a separate storage building that the sheriff, have we covered your storage needs, Joby, for equipment with those two items?
Okay.
And this used to be the sheriff / facility management.
Yeah. And we're actually meeting with the fair, the board is meeting with the fair board this afternoon for the annual meeting prior to the allocating funds. So the $3,000, is that the amount that we've been paying to them?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. You want to hear it now? Okay, all right. Then we'll discuss that with them about their plans moving forward about the availability of that. Okay, thank you.
2022 is third phase, the HVAC replacement and the motor grid release, and then motor grid release. Last, but closer plan. So next step, based on discussions today, I'll make the changes that I've heard them thus far, and then as the work sessions continue, as other items come from those that necessitate changes, I'll make those and then come back. Part of February 5th with the draft plan take up under review.
And will those changes be made and will we get new copies as soon as possible or will we have to wait until February 5th?
I was planning on waiting until February 5th so we didn't have several copies, different versions of it.
I was thinking more for what was available to public also, in addition to us, about what we talked about today, anything we could put in today.
But doesn't it wasn't all available to the public for comment on and I mean, in that,
yeah, this
so
is not,
this is intended to be our conversation between now.
Right, our conversation.
Then it goes to the public.
Right, okay.
I mean, if we want to change that process, let's change it.
Here's my thought is that some members of the public would know that we had this discussion today, and rather than listen to the full 90 minutes of the audio to find out some changes or what had happened, there would be an updated draft available to the public to see if, you know, did we put in
a potential number on a project that is a TBD. That's, I'm just saying from a continuation, we have the technology.
This is not my mind at all.
Okay. We'll see you then. It's 11, right? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a really reasonable point of view, but it almost feels like, of course, that's a little like chasing our tail, simply because we didn't really do anything today. I mean, we added some information in terms of funding, and we clarified some things, but really, this just leads us to our budget work session conversations, which as we get to the end of those, then we're going to know what really has made it through. So nothing came in or out today, right? There was all kinds of conversations about it, but we can't take any formal action here today.
Correct. That's correct.
And I would prefer us to be careful about throwing information out there that is confusing and when no decisions have been made, because the second people see it in writing, they're going to assume that something really happened.
Along with the fact that I think you have done the conversation and had numerous stages, and I have noted many times as to where some of the funding sources are, because I find that the general fund is being asked for a lot.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And there's other revenue streams for conservation,
but
I'm not sure why we aren't using some of those. So I think we should have a better handle after conversation with them as to what they're planning on contributing of their dollars,
mm-hmm,
from Friends of Conservation, capital project acquisition. They have numerous sources.
Points well taken, and I withdraw my suggestion of that. Okay, thank you for the input. And we're done. Now we've got our second elected official walk off. That's usually a good indicator,
yeah,
the meeting's over. So.
I just got one.
Yeah.
Go ahead. A little request. 4:30 this afternoon, we're doing conservation budgets. Request my portion of the conservation budget.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. All right, we'll see you then, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you.